Tuesday in Budapest. It's really become fall. It's cool. It rained all night. And I was up early in the morning doing the selection of shlokas for each chapter in the Krishna Vrindavan series. Preceding each chapter, there's always an introductory shloka or a summary shloka. I was just doing that today, or rather I started doing it today. Originally I was just going to select the most relevant shloka from the chapter itself. But then as I read through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instructions to Sanatan Goswami, then I thought another alternative, which seems to be a more preferable one, is just to pick relevant shlokas of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instructions either to Sanatan Goswami or Rupa Goswami and make those the introduction to each chapter. That way those shlokas themselves will comprise a summary of the entire book if someone reads it like that or sees it like that. It was really, really wonderful to just dive into Chaitanya Charitamrita again and Lord Chaitanya's instructions. As soon as we have contact with the transcendental words of the Lord, particularly his teachings, they have such a wonderfully illuminating effect on the heart and the mind. In fact, I got so enlivened that I asked the Nidhi Maharaj to be able to continue doing that work through his class, although it'll still probably take me another morning or two in order to completely finish it. But then that's the last of Sudha Bhakti Chintamani. This will be the only other part of the book that isn't done, and of course it's 30 or so verses to be selected, so it's not a major work. Nalinkanta had told me that she had already sent the first 20 chapters to Kaishori Devidasi for proofreading. It's already been laid out, and now it requires proofreading, and if that's all okay, then ultimately when the entire book is proofread, it's ready to go to the printers. And then the only thing necessary at that time is the Lakshmi to pay the printers. So once again, for those of you who are helping to sell the outstanding copies of Krishna Sangati, thank you very much. And others who want to, please either get in touch with me on the podcast or Chaitanya Chandra Prabhu, since he's the one who's coordinating the sales of the books. Barshana has them in the UK, and we can make them available to anyone in the US and for other parts of the globe. Well, we can ship them from any one of those two places or Hungary. Last night for the evening program, Indradeva Maharaj showed two videos, DVDs really. One was an 8-minute clip of Srila Prabhupada at a program in Italy, and that was very interesting. It was of a kirtan, but there was no voice, and there were many devotees participating in that kirtan around Srila Prabhupada's Vyasasan, including Indradeva Maharaj, who looked just like a little boy. And following that, we viewed a film that I never heard of or seen. It was made by an Indian gentleman for Srila Prabhupada's centennial, but never really got distributed. And it was a presentation of the first volume of Prabhupada Lilamrita, Lifetime in Preparation. there was no personality of Srila Prabhupada, or there was no actor playing Srila Prabhupada, but rather simply a voice that was describing the places where the major events of Srila Prabhupada's childhood, youth, and right up to his leaving for America took place. So the house in which Srila Prabhupada was born, the school which he went to, Scottish Church's College, there was the rooftop upon which Prabhupada first met Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur at Ultatanga Road, which is no longer a rooftop. It wasn't even a house anymore. It was just a place where the house stood. It was very, very wonderful to see that. I'd never seen these places, or most of these places before. Jhansi, that place where Srila Prabhupada inaugurated his League of Nations. It was quite interesting, and I remember it from the book that Srila Prabhupada was offered that entire campus because it was actually not just one building, but several buildings, and nice buildings, large buildings, for 5,000 rupees, which at that time was about $1,000, which was more than what $1,000 is the present time, but still not very much money. And Srila Prabhupada was so poor that he couldn't even afford that 5,000 rupees. I mean, what's 5,000 rupees now? It's $100. You can buy a sari with that or a couple of sets of cloth. And Srila Prabhupada didn't have that much money in order to be able to get what he envisaged at that time to be his headquarters established. And of course that was Krishna's plan, because Krishna wanted Srila Prabhupada to come to the West. And there's always seeing movies or movie clips of Srila Prabhupada brings back memories of his divine grace and thoughts of, in this case, how one person can make such a difference in the lives of so many others. Srila Prabhupada had a mission, he had a vision, and it was Krishna who helped Prabhupada realize that vision. But just struggling alone for so many years in order to fulfill Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's desire to spread Krishna consciousness in the English-speaking language around the world. And Srila Prabhupada touched so many people and made such a difference for so many people, for so many generations, thousands of years to come. Well, I'm sorry that the other one ended at for so many years to come. My battery just cut out at that point, so I have to make a separate podcast to continue. Anyway, just as Srila Prabhupada touched so many people's lives by being empowered through the parampara by Lord Krishna, if we also follow the instructions of the Lord, follow the instructions of our spiritual master, then we may not be able to make such a difference to so many people, but we can make some difference to some people, and who knows? Srila Prabhupada didn't have the kind of vision that limited others. He didn't want us to do less than him, but rather he wanted us to do more than him. And anyway, we should try and at least follow in Srila Prabhupada's footprints, leaving the results to Krishna, making a difference in other people's lives. And of course, by difference, we're talking about making a positive difference in other people's lives. Today on BBC, I saw how the eldest lady, or the eldest person in the world, 116 years, a lady from Ecuador, died. And it was interesting, her birth date was the same time as the birth date of Charlie Chaplin and Adolf Hitler. So, I mean, Adolf Hitler made difference in other people's lives as well, but he made a bad difference. And Srila Prabhupada made a good difference. So we can also make either one type of difference or another. Even if we don't do anything, then in disregarding Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order, Amara Aghaya Kuru, that we should make a difference in other people's lives, that we should make some effort to benefit others. We're also, in that sense, by neglect, making a bad difference. So we should make a good difference, and in our own way, try to assist our own family members, our friends, acquaintances, or even people that we don't know solely by chanting the holy names to them in public or giving them the opportunity to read Srila Prabhupada's books. Make a difference, making a difference in other people's lives. It's a nice phrase, something that we can keep in mind and remind ourselves as a common motto. We're meant to make a difference, obviously make a difference in our own lives by positively applying Krishna consciousness and make a difference in the lives of others. I haven't answered any questions for a while, so let me see some here. And here is one from, or two, from Purushottam Das. He says, as we advance in Krishna consciousness, we relish the pastimes of Lord Krishna more. Do we still relish these if our Nitya Leela is not in Radha Krishna Leela? Yes, although it's to be understood that generally those devotees who are following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu have their eternal identity in Krishna's Leela, in Goloka Vrindavan. But even if they don't, for some exceptional reason, everyone takes pleasure, everyone is attracted to Lord Krishna's pastime, just because Krishna is all attractive. So we see the example of how Mahavishnu made the plot or plotted against the Brahmin in Maharaj Ugrasen's kingdom in order that all of his children die, so that ultimately Krishna would go along with Arjuna to try and reclaim the dead sons of the Brahmana from Mahavishnu. And the reason he did that was that he wanted to see Krishna. So Mahavishnu, who is the expansion of the Lord, makes such arrangements to see Krishna because he's so attracted to Krishna's features, to Krishna's sweetness. Then, of course, all other forms of Godhead are also attracted. We see on the back cover of Srimad Bhagavatam how Lord Shiva is always meditating on Lord Vasudeva. So all devotees of all incarnations of the Lord, as well as all incarnations of the Lord, are attracted to Krishna and Krishna's pastimes because they are the sweetest. And since I'm just reading from Purushottam's question, congratulations goes out to Purushottam and his wife Rukmini, who gave birth yesterday afternoon to a baby boy. Oops, sorry, that's not yesterday, but day before yesterday, to a baby boy, and they wanted to know whether they could have blessings to have the name Hari as their son's name. Certainly, that's a beautiful name. Of course, we mean Hari Das. Krishna's name is Hari, and his name is Hari Das. So now they have two children in the family. Kavi is the elder, and Hari is the younger. Congratulations, and all the best. And the second part of his question was, after reading your recent book, it seems that Yoga Maya has a lot to do regarding Krishna's pastimes with the gopis in this material world. Do some pastimes that appear here not take place in the spiritual world? Yes, I've described that in part in the introduction to Krishna Sangati. But Yoga Maya is involved not just in Krishna's pastimes with the gopis, but in so many pastimes with everyone, with the cowherd boys, with his parents, with his servants, with the cows. And obviously, Yoga Maya Devi influences not only Krishna's associates, but also Krishna himself. Just like I was reading in Ananda Vrindavan Champu while in Kazakhstan, how Krishna sees himself when, as a little baby, his image is reflected in the shiny marble wall. And when he's just about to steal the yogurt, Yoga Maya makes him think that it's actually another child, another baby. Krishna is so young, he doesn't know what a reflection is. So Krishna puts his little fingers to his lips, talking to this other child, which is his reflection, and he says, shh, don't say anything. He says, if you stay quiet, I'll give you half the yogurt. So that's the influence of Yoga Maya. Another nice example was during the Rasa dance, when Krishna left the gopis and they were lamenting for a long time, and after he came back, they had wandered all throughout the forest and sang songs of separation. Their external appearance was worn, and when Krishna wanted to begin the Rasa dance, their clothes had already been somewhat disarrayed and wrinkled. So without the knowledge of the gopis, Yoga Maya made arrangements to immediately clothe them, ornament them, and decorate them with very beautiful flower decorations. Just in an instant, without them even knowing it or noticing it, but they were made to look their very best, very, very fresh, for Krishna's pleasure, for the Rasa dance. And there are many pastimes, most notably the pastime of Krishna's birth, as well as the pastime of Krishna's going up, all take place here in the material world. In the spiritual world, Krishna's ever-fresh youth, Navayovanamcha, and his pastimes there are as youth, the ever-fresh Cupid of Vrindavan. Therefore, our acharyas have described that because of the addition of Krishna's childhood pastimes, Krishna's pastimes in Gokula are sweeter than those in Goloka. In other words, Krishna's pastimes in the material world are even preferable to those in the spiritual world. And we will all see those pastimes in our next births, where we go to that universe where Krishna is revealing the pastimes to his devotees. Okay, I have to go now, do puja, and I have a new telephone conference about Kazakhstan, and then I'm hopping in to visit the doctor this afternoon, see how the machine's working, and we'll be in touch tomorrow.